Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of my podcast, Youth Football Development with Coach Luke. Thanks to David McGowan and Claire and Paul as well, who have joined in live. Thanks for watching. Slightly different today, I'm doing the podcast. It will still be uploaded onto the podcast site and Anchor, and it will be available on Spotify. But I'm just doing a live podcast today, following on from my last podcast, which was talking about players building their inner coach. So today's podcast is going to be focusing on character building. Okay, so we spoke in the last podcast, going to do a quick recap on that. Hopefully you can see this here. I've had to close the curtains because the light in the back there was shining through and creating some glare, so I've got a bit of a lighting thing going on here. So last episode we spoke about the result, what young players are trying to achieve, where they're trying to get to, and then we spoke about the process, what they're going to do along that process to try and get them to their end result. The third part of that, which I said we're going to talk about in the next podcast, which is today, is the character. What character traits do we need to build and utilize, learn, gain to help us in the process to get us to our result? So we're going to talk a bit about that today. Also, at the end of today's episode, I have got a little training exercise that the boys and the girls can do in the back garden with their mums and dads. I know a lot of mums and dads are at home at the moment doing like homeschooling, if you like, because the schools are closed. So I've got a few ideas that the parents can take their kids into the back garden, have a bit of fun and do a bit of football training. So that should be cool. Right, let's get into it. So like I said, the last episode, talking about the result, the process, today talking about the character. So because we're live today, I'd really like some of you guys to just message in, if you can now, pop it in the comments box. I can see it now as it's coming through live, and tell me what you think some of the character traits are, some of the things that are really important for players to have, you know, as young footballers. I know some of you guys on there now, Sam Lowe, my mate Sam Lowe, I think he used to play when he was a kid, but some of you guys on there probably play football when you were younger. So you tell me what you think some of the important things are that these young players need. So I've got a few things written down here. I was speaking to our mate Lawrence Whitlock, who's another football coach, been working with him for a number of years, and we were talking about some of the stuff that we think is important for these young players to gain. And also in the last episode, I spoke about the role of the coach and how the coach can help these young players to gain these skills and install the right principles in them whilst we're at training. So first thing, discipline. Got discipline written down here. I think that's really important in a number of ways, really. Discipline not only to get to training each week, you know, that commitment, that discipline to make sure you get there on time. But also when you're in the game and maybe, you know, you're playing with a full team, you're playing in defence, perhaps you've got to be disciplined in that role. So discipline, I think, is so important. Learning those facts. And the great thing about all of these things we're going to discuss today is that they don't only relate to football, but of course they're going to help these young players in their day-to-day life as well. So that's really, really important. So discipline, yeah, whether that's getting to training on time, being committed each week, or discipline on the pitch. So these things relate to both on the pitch and off the pitch. Okay, so that's really, really important. Next one I've got, which is probably one of my favourites, is a must for me: hard work. These young players, they need hard work. It takes hard work and commitment. I said in my last episode that some of these players, they might have aspirations to become a professional footballer. Of course, that is possible, you know. A lot of people say, oh, that's never going to happen, it's one in a million. Yes, it is very tough to get there, but I'll tell you the one thing, not necessarily the one thing, but one of the things that it takes to get to that level is a hell of a lot of hard work. Dedication, hard work. It's not easy, so you've got to really put that work in. Once again, hard work's not only going to help you on the football pitch, but it's going to help you in your day-to-day life as well. So players, tune into this. Work as hard as you can. I spoke in my last episode and I mentioned the late, great Kobe Bryant. He mentioned both in his book, The Mamba Mentality, and also on a number of videos and interviews that he was on, about how every day he did something to do with basketball, which was his love and his passion. So he did something to do with basketball every day. And his idea was he was going to work harder than the next person. So he put that time in each day, whether that's practicing his free throws, analysing something, reading something, always putting that work in every single day. And I spoke in the last episode about you as young players out there, parents as well, coaches that are listening to this. If you can try and encourage these young players to get out there each day, with a ball at their feet, even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes a day, even just 5 or 10 minutes out in the back garden, if they're keen, they can go for longer, of course. But the bottom line is that if they do that every day, that's 7 days a week. I said it in the last podcast, other people only rock up once a week to train. That's it. Once a week they turn up to training. That's the only training they do. Yeah, they play football with their mates during the week and stuff, but is that training? That's more like just a kickabout. So if they can go out in the garden and really put in that hard work and training, if they're struggling with their left foot, work on their left foot. If they're struggling with their passing, find a wall and just pass the ball back and forth to the wall, focusing on their technique. If they can do that 7 days a week and somebody else only doing it one, over the course of a month, that's 28 times against somebody else who's perhaps only trained four. As the months roll on, as the years roll on, the gap just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's brilliant for their development. So work hard, put the time in. So, so important. Something I try and do as well with my coaching. So each day I try and do something to do with my coaching. Whether it's reading, session planning, of course, and we're not stuck inside like we are now, out delivering. I try and do something to do with my coaching as well. You know, I was never the best player, but I worked harder than other players. That's how I felt on the pitch. You know, I don't confess to be the best coach, but I put the time in each day, and I like to think that I work harder than perhaps some other coaches out there. So for me, hard work. Right, moving on. Persistence. Now, a lot of these skills, a lot of these characteristics, skills, they kind of all roll into one, to be fair. I mean, hard work, persistence. Yeah, they kind of, you know, they're very close. But persistence, I think, is so, so important. If you get knocked back, pick yourself up, go again. Never give up. Never, ever give up. If it's not going your way, if you're 1-0 down in a game, 2-0 down, 3-0 down in the game, and there's still 20 minutes left, you've got to believe that you can still come back from that. Persistence is so important. Not only that, but if you lose a game, pick yourself up. I know it's tough. Losing is tough. But what can we learn from that loss? Can we learn from it? Can we come back the next game, the next training session stronger? So persistence and resilience as well. Persistence and resilience in that same sort of bracket. So, so important. If you can be a resilient person, bounce back from losses. But, you know, failure is a necessary ingredient for success. So, yeah, we're going to fail. But how can we bounce back from that? Come again. Come back stronger, harder, fighting fit, ready for the next challenge. So that's so important. Okay, moving on. A willingness to learn. Okay, of course, I coach a lot of young players. And I know myself, I've seen it over the years. You know, every coach's dream is to have players that are willing to learn. Look, when you talk, they listen, they take it in, they soak it up like a sponge, and they go out there and they try it. Whether or not they do it straight away or not, it doesn't matter. You know, things take time. But if they're willing to take it on board and go out there and try it, that's brilliant. So having that willingness to learn. Now, of course, it's easy just to say, oh yeah, I'm going to have a willingness to learn. These things, they take time to develop. So it's all about just trying to, and you know, parents and coaches out there that are listening to this, and maybe some of the older boys, or some of my boys from Stoneham, or some of the schoolboys listening, these things take time to learn, and you'll find as you get older, it makes more sense. It makes more sense as you go through the ages, you know, as a young lad, under sevens, under eights, you know, it's hard, but you know, it's not going to be easy, of course, but to be fair, I do find sometimes at the younger age groups, I've got an under 19 I work with, and they're like sponges. You tell them something and they just go with it. If anything, when it gets to the older ages, the under 15s, the under 16s, sometimes then it becomes a bit more of a problem because they get into a space where they think they already know it. They already know it all, so you tell them something and they don't necessarily do it because they think, I know better. Sometimes that is the case. I've got to say with my under 15s and my under 16s from Stoneham, they're spot on. They listen really well. But I've had those boys since they were under 10s, that Stoneham team. And, you know, from a young age, under 10s, we spoke about this. And six of those boys are still with me now. A lot of the boys have been with me for at least 3 years, barring some, like, four new boys that come along this season. But they, you know, they all listen brilliantly at training. They take it on board. And I can see, I've seen over the years in front of my eyes the way they've developed as a result of that. So having that willingness to learn, willingness to listen is so, so important. Right, moving on. A big one in life, respect. Respect. So, so important. You know, respecting your teammates, respecting your coach. But I'll tell you what's even more important, respecting yourself. You've got to have respect for yourself. And something I read the other day is that somebody came to, I was listening to a coach and he was talking and said that one of his players come to him once and they said to him, oh, coach, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this. And I can't remember what it was. I think it was something to do with school or something like that. But they said, I'm struggling. And the coach said, okay, I'm going to be you. You be me. You tell me what you think you need to do to sort that problem out. And they turned around to him and they started telling him, right, you need to do this. 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 And they told him all the things that they feel like he needs to do, him being them, to get over the problem that they've got at the moment and the situation they're in. And he couldn't believe it. The advice they gave him was probably much better advice than he could have given them himself. And he said to them, you know, do you talk to me with more respect than you talk to yourself? So these young players, if you're doubting yourself, if you don't think you're good enough, you know, put yourself in a situation of one of your mates coming to you at school and saying, I don't think I'm good enough. What do you think I can do? You'd probably sit there and you'd tell them, oh, be confident, have confidence in yourself. You're a really good player. And that's what you probably say to your mate. But do you say that stuff to yourself? You know, when you're having a tough day, when you're having a tough game and you're struggling, do you pick yourself up like that? So you've got to respect yourself. Give yourself, you know, pick yourself up. We spoke about in the last episode, being your inner coach, going along that process to get to that result. So important. So, you know, I think persistence, that willingness to learn, and then that respect for yourself. Of course, respecting your teammates, so, so important. Talking to people how you expect to be spoken to, so, so important. Of course, once again, these skills not only going to help you in football, but in life. And then respect for the coach. You know, of course, the coach should have respect for you as well. You know, respect is earned, and you know, it works both ways. You know, so coach has got respect to you, you've got respect the coach. And that's just, and that's how it goes, you know. But at the same time, if somebody's not respecting you, you don't need to just drop down to those levels. You still be you. Respect is such an important characteristic, not only in football, but in life. So if you can have that respect, doesn't matter if they haven't got it, because in the long run, who's going to go the furthest? If you're on a team with somebody who's got no respect, and you have, I guarantee you're going to go further in the game. It's going to serve you well. And it's going to help develop your game, take you to that next level above people who perhaps haven't got those skills. Right, moving on. I've just got a few more here. Like I said, I spoke about these with my mate Lawrence Whitlock. Hopefully he's checking in. I don't think he is. Oh, Tom Brown's listening here. He's just joined. Hey, Tom, you all right? Tom, put in the comments box if there's anything you think I should add to this. I'm talking about characteristics that young players need to help develop their game. So, whack a little comment in there. Louis Blackburn's just joined as well. So Louis is a young player that I used to coach back at Soccer for All and Handball. Very, very good keeper. Unbelievable, in fact. And maybe Louis, you can pop in the comments box as well about a few things. Roger has just joined as well. Hello, Rog, Lorraine. Lots of parents checking in. So please get involved and tell what you think. We are talking about character building for young players. That's not just really young players, that's all the way up to 18. And what sort of traits they need to help them in the game of football. Hey, Lorraine, hi, back to you. So yeah, please pop a comment in there. This is my first time, by the way, doing a live podcast. I have to say, when I'm doing it normally at home, of course, just on my recording device and uploading it, you know, you can stop and you can cut something out. But, you know, when you're doing it live, it's live, you know, so hopefully this is coming across well. Matt's just joined as well. Anyway, moving on. I've got here the next one, being fearless. I think that's really important, being fearless on the football pitch. And the most important part of that, I think, is not being afraid to make a mistake. You know, whilst you're learning, you're going to make mistakes. If you're doing a session where you're working on ball manipulation and skills, you're going to maybe come to a point where you've tripped over the ball, something like that, or something like that. But push yourself. Keep pushing yourself. Don't worry about that. Do not be afraid to make mistakes. If you're in a game and you go to make a pass, it doesn't come off, try that pass again. Try it again. And I say that to the whole team as well. If you're in a team with people around you that do make mistakes, trust them. Because mistakes are the only way we learn. For instance, my teams, I like to play out from the back. So I tell my goalkeeper, if he can, to play out to the two centre-backs. Now, if he plays to that centre-back and that centre-back loses the ball, then he's going to be thinking to himself next time, probably, I'm just thinking, he's going to be thinking, I don't want to pass the ball to him again because he might lose it. But I feel like it's so important we trust him. We go again, we pass the ball to them again, and we let them learn from their last mistake and try again. They fail again, we try again. You know, repetition, persistence in there, you know, and fearlessness. Do not be afraid to make a mistake. Keep pushing on. Okay, be brave when you're on the ball. Once again, I think that links into the last one. Bravery, being fearless, not being afraid to make a mistake. If you've got the ball and you're 1v1 with a player, do not be scared. Take that player on. If you fail, what do you do next time? You pick the ball up, and if you get a 1v1 again, you try it again. If you fail, you get the ball next time, you try it again. You keep that persistence, stay fit, that fearlessness to go again. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Just learn from it. Every time a player makes a mistake, I say to them, what have you learned from it? You know, because they're coming and they'll be like downhearted. They've made a mistake. How can we learn from it? What can we do better next time? What processes do we need to put in place to help us along the journey to get us to that point? So be brave on the ball. Be brave on the ball. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Okay, and then just three more things here very quickly. Thank you so much for checking in. Lorraine said I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm trying my very best. Trying to get all the information in there. Quite a few people are joining in, actually. Emily, Ross, nice to see you guys. Thank you very much. Thanks, Matt. This is my favourite type of podcast he's put there. Thank you so much. So, ambition, and I've got passion as well. They probably go hand in hand, but really having that ambition to drive forward and to go as far as you can go in the game. You never know. Never limit yourself. You never know your limitations. You should never say to yourself, I'm going to be this good. You know, I can only do this much. You don't know unless you try. Keep pushing on. Have that ambition to go as far in the game as you possibly can. Once again, constantly I'm going to relate this back to life as well. Ambition in the game. There's a whole lot more to life than just football. Okay, so ambition, if you've got it in one area of your life, transfer it to other areas as well. So those other skills to school, college, work, everyday life. Passion. I feel like it's so important to have that passion for the game. Those of you that are checking into this podcast, if you're a young player, that shows me that you've got passion for the game. You want to kind of learn new things. Hopefully you can learn something from these podcasts. But and you want to kind of develop and just soak in as much information as you can. I'm exactly the same. When I'm at work and I'm around coaches like Lawrence Whitlock, for instance, like Tom Brown. Tom and I talk quite a lot. I don't know if he still joined in on this podcast today, but we talk a lot, and I'm always asking questions, constantly asking questions. I never think that I've got all the answers. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. Coaches like when I first started coaching, really, coaches like Sam Ivory and people like that. You know, what I mean, I learned a lot from these coaches, actually, because I just asked lots of questions and just tried to get as much information as I could and better myself. So having that passion to just soak it all up and go as far as you can, that passion for the game when you're out there on the pitch, to give it your all, to smash it, giving 100% game after game, day after day, training session after training session. And then lastly, desire. Desire is so important as well. When you're in the game, your back's against the wall, that desire to push through it, keep going. to never give up. Okay. Now, I was hoping that some people would post on here a few ideas. I'm going to give you guys a few minutes. Those of you that have checked in, I think there's 7 live at the moment. Please just pop in the comments box if there's something that you think I've missed. Just going to recap on what I've said so far. I've spoke about discipline, hard work, persistence, being enthusiastic, willingness to listen and learn, respect, being fearless, brave, and then having that ambition, that passion, and that desire. Now, there's loads more, to be fair. The list could go on and on and on. But I feel like going back to the board here, and what we spoke about in the last one, I spoke about the results in the last one. These young players trying to figure out what they're trying to achieve. Now, that might be a number of things. Some players just play for fun. Some players, you know, just enjoy playing with their mates on a Sunday. And some players really want to get better and push on, you know, and maybe, become a semi-professional footballer one day, professional footballer. You know, some players are in their final year of school and are looking to get a scholarship next year. So figuring out what that result is that you're after, pushing on and trying to get to that point. Then you've got to go through the process. What processes do you need to put in place in order to get to that result? Sorry guys, I'm just going to plug in my charger, but the battery's about to die on the laptop. We're back. Right, so figuring out the process. I wrote a few things down here about the process, you know, what you need to do, what you need to put into place, whether that's practicing more, working more on your left foot, working more on this, working more on that, working on some of these characteristics, and the characteristics, which are so important, because the character drives the process to get us to the result, okay? I mentioned it in the last podcast, but I'm going to say it again now before I move on to the little skills challenge for the players today. I read this and it said, winning is not a result. Winning is a step in the process, a process that is driven by character. So that talks about the result, the process, and the character. Winning isn't necessarily a result. You've got to win the next game and the next game. It's a long old journey, okay? That process, it's a step in that process, which is driven by your character. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to get rid of these and I've got a little session for the young players and those parents that are joined in. Hopefully some of you are still here. What's this? Matt just said, find a mentor or a book of someone you admire as a footballer. I know you're a great advocate of that, Luke. Okay, so brilliant. So Matthew Cambridge has just mentioned in on the live chat about finding a mentor or a book of someone you admire. And I think that's really important. I've got somebody, Kobe Bryant is somebody I admire. I've got his book upstairs. I'm reading that religiously. Okay, so find a mentor and somebody who you admire as a footballer or even just as a person, because a lot of these skills are transferable and using that. That's a brilliant one. Thank you very much, Matt. Okay, any other ones want to come in before we finish up this podcast, please let me know. But I'm going to move on and I'm going to talk about the little challenge that the kids can do out in the garden with their parents. So, this bad boy is going to be the player. Okay, so in the garden, all you're going to do pretty much is just find a little area. Now, if you haven't got a garden, of course, we've been told by Boris that we can go outside once a day to do our one bit of exercise. So just go down the park and you can do this down there. If you're listening on the podcast only and you can't see the live video, I'm going to try and explain it in a way that you can understand as well. So basically, find an area. You've got your son or your daughter with their football. Perfect. Now, around that area, I've got 4 little markers here. Mine a different colour. We've got red, yellow, black and blue. Let's put red in the screen there so you can see it. So, scatter those around the area. Now, if you haven't got cones or different coloured cones, it doesn't matter. Just use 4 or 5 different items. 4 is probably enough. So, you might put a bag there. You might put... I'm trying to be creative here. What else can we use? Another football there, put another football there. A pair of socks or something, I don't know. Just find something that you can put in each of the areas. A different item for each of the four areas if you haven't got cones. What you're going to do is get your son or daughter to just dribble around the area. You can practice different techniques, TikToks, toe taps, inside rolls, outside rolls, different skills. Every now and then, all you're going to do is just call out one of those items or one of those colours. So for instance, if my player's dribbling around the area here and I call out red, they're going to try and get to red as fast as they can, stop the ball, and they can carry on dribbling again. Dribbling again, choose a different skill for them to do. If you call out blue, they're going to try and get to blue as fast as they can and stop the ball. The idea of this exercise is to practice on those different skills, keeping the ball moving, but also to practice on their awareness, so they're aware of what's around them, checking their shoulder. They've got to know where each of the four colours or where each of the four items are, so when you call it, they can get to it nice and quick. That's the idea. So whilst they're dribbling the ball, they're scanning, red's there, yellow's there, blue's there, black's there. When you call out the colour, you've got that quick reaction, they can get there nice and quick, and they have to, if possible, stop the ball with their foot on top of the ball. That shows that the ball's under control. So they're dribbling, keeping the ball nice and close to their feet. They get to that item or to that cone, stop the ball with their foot, and that's how they score a goal. Okay, so I think that's a really good one for the players. You can mix it up, you can progress it, you can add a bit of passing and receiving in there. If you want to do a bit of passing with your son or your daughter, that's fine. But this is mainly just one to get lots of touches on the ball, work on a little bit of awareness as well. And it's quite a cool, fun game with the colours, you know. Just to break up their day if they're inside, you know, doing a bit of maths or English or whatever, just to break up a bit. So I think this is quite a good one. Okay, now guys, of course, this is a live post, so you can rewind back, check it out again. If you just want to hear the audio, go onto my podcast. I'll be uploading this in probably the next 30 minutes. So it'll be available on Anchor and on Spotify as well. Hopefully I've explained the game well enough for you to understand it if you can't see the live video. Thank you so much to all those people that checked in. My mate Alfie has just checked in. So Alfie, before I go today, because you're there, can you just quickly type in the comments box some of the characteristics you think are really important for these young footballers to have? Okay, so I've got stuff like discipline, hard work, persistence. Anything else you want to add in there? Matt Medus has just joined as well. Matt, if you can maybe just pop in the comments box as well, anything you think is important for these young players, in terms of characteristics for them to have to help them on the pitch, that'd be great. I'm just going to keep this rolling for a few more minutes just to see if anyone comments. Pete Smalls just put on there, great advice for football and life, Luke. Enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Pete. I appreciate that. Thanks. Like I said, this is very new to me. This is my third episode of the podcast, and this is my first one I've done live. I've really enjoyed it, to be fair. It's great to be able to interact with people whilst I'm recording it, so I think I'll probably do the same again tomorrow. But yeah, let's just see if any more comments come in. A few people still joined, which is good. For those of you listening on the podcast, please check out my last two episodes. The last one was about building your inner coach, and I think the last two that I've done, the inner coach and then the character building today, I think they're really important for these players right now because they're not getting to school, they're not getting to training, they're not getting that motivation which they maybe get from the coach. You know, when you go to a training session and your coach is really motivating you, come on, we can do this, boys, we can do this. They're possibly not getting that. So I think to try and have that self-motivation at home, parents, of course, are going to play a big part in that. They can get out and play games like what I've just explained here with their kids. I think that's really important. And the first episode is basically just explaining what we're going to be talking about on this podcast. So that's really cool. I've had lots of likes and thumbs up, lots of comments. Let's just go through some of these comments if I can whilst I'm on here now. It's just loading. Let's just scroll down here. From Matt, we've read that one out already. Good advice for life from Matt. Thank you very much. Tracy just saying hi to somebody else. Lots of people have joined in, which is great to see. We've been going now for about 30 minutes. It's probably my longest podcast yet. The last one was only about 20. Quick recap, guys. Today we've just been talking about characteristics for young players. On the last podcast, if you've listened to today's, it's so important you check out the last one. Unfortunately, the last one isn't a video one like this. It's one you listen to, but it will make so much more sense us talking about this if you get the first two parts, which were about the result and the process before that. Okay, so please check out that one. The game we did today, rewind, check it out. Young players out there and parents, please give my skills challenge a little go. It's in the it's on my page right now. I had a go at it yesterday. Little 1 minute skills challenge. Give it a go and please either post your video or just post the amount of touches you did in the minute. I got to 140 touches, which I think is pretty good for somebody with dodgy knees like myself. I'm sure lots of you out there, parents and players, can do better. Right, guys, I'm gonna wrap it up there. Okay. Don't want to bore you any longer, but thanks so much for checking in. Times like now, of course, guys, it's challenging, worrying times. We've all been told to stay in the house, unless for certain reasons. I'm sure you guys out there are sticking to that, you know, keeping everyone safe and well, and hopefully we can get over this thing. Get back out there on the football pitch soon. You know, I know a lot of you young players, parents, you know, it's hard to have to be stuck in day by day, but take care of yourselves, take care of your families, look after yourselves, be kind to one another. Thanks for checking in, and I'll see you on the next episode.